Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
SBS Radio, Greek Language Program, dear listeners, Θέμη Καλός with you. How is it best to inform children about self-discovery? How can one illustrate to children the power of kindness? These are questions answered by Manoli Pondikis, the hero of a children's book that has been released in early June in the United States by Greek-American author George Psomas. Mr. Psomas is with us today on the other line in New York to tell us more. Γεια σου, George, and thank you, ευχαριστούμε, for accepting our invitation to have this interview.
Γεια σου, thank you so much for having me.
I think we need to start with the basics. Can you please tell us a little bit about your first children's book? What inspired you to write it?
So the inspiration for Manoli the Greek Mouse actually came from a conversation that I had with my cousin years ago. He had said to me that he didn't feel like he had found his talent or the thing that had made him special. And that conversation made me think about all the kids out there that really might feel the same way. I was thinking about how children develop their talents at different ways and in different times. You know, some kids are fantastic singers and dancers. There are some kids that are star athletes. And there are others out there that are talented musicians or top students. But I was thinking, what about the child that is still searching for their talent and for what makes them special? This book really answers that question, and it's a direct response to that conversation that I had with my cousin all those years ago.
Now, who are the main characters in your book?
So the hero of our story is, like you said, Manoli Pontikis. Manoli Pontikis is a young Greek mouse who lives in a small village with his family. So he's the youngest of five. And as the youngest of five, he doesn't feel like he has a talent or a gift like his older siblings. So he goes out into the village, ultimately in search for the thing that makes him special. And along the way, like you had said earlier, this is really a story of self-discovery and then ultimately a story about kindness. So the characters, you're going to meet different really exciting characters along the way, like Papu Donkey and Baba B. Spiro. Obviously, you're going to meet Manoli's parents in the beginning. You're going to get a little snippet into what his family life is like with his brothers and sisters. And one of his best friends, Toad, ultimately becomes his friend. I'm very excited and proud about how this story turned out. And what it ultimately made me think about was, not only is it about the things that you are trying to accomplish in this lifetime, the talents that you have and the goals that you have, but really what kind of person you are along the way and how you treat other people. And that's what this story is about.
George, what prompted you to place the story in a Greek village? Is it your Hellenic background, the fact that you are of Greek background, or something else?
That's exactly right. So when I was looking to write this story, it's interesting to me how, you know, they always say write what you know. And when I was looking to write this story, I really felt like I had something to say. And the themes of the story are ultimately what I wanted to say. But when I was looking for where to place it, Greece and the Greek culture just naturally came out because I grew up as a part of the Greek community. Like you mentioned, I have, you know, my father's side is from Limnos and my mother's side is from Elika, Laconia, which is the Sparta area. And I grew up very much immersed in the Greek American culture here in the United States. And so as a part of the Goya and then the church, and I'm actually in a Hepen now, I've never stopped being a part of the Greek community. It's a very strong part of who I am. And so putting the story in that place was just what naturally came out of me. And the characters that kind of came out of that place were just based on people that I grew up around and people that were influenced in my life. So the characters were sort of inspired from all the people around me growing up.
Did you collaborate with an illustrator for the book? If so, what was the process like?
I did. So this book is published by Mascot Kids, and they ultimately set me up with the illustrator of the book. Her name is Penny Serrano, and she has done an absolutely incredible job with this book. I really feel like she captured everything that I had in my head and just brought it to life. And the way that she captured in this fictional village in Greece, she brought it to life and really made it something so beautiful, and taking this animal world and making it feel so relatable to not only the Greece that we know growing up and going to, but also giving it a little fun spin, you know, seeing as how it's taking place in an animal world.
Now, George, we understand the book was launched fairly recently, but can I ask you, did you have any feedback so far from children, parents?
I have. You know, it's really interesting. I'll tell you a little story. When we were first, you know, in the process of publishing this book, I remember the publisher saying to me, you know, my editor saying to me, you know, it would be really great if we had a back cover testimonial for the book. Somebody who would, you know, give us something really great to say about the book off the bat. And I remember reaching out to George Chakiris, who is the Academy Award winner for the film West Side Story, the original West Side Story. He played Bernardo, who's a fellow Greek American. And the back cover testimonial that he wrote, I mean, he immediately said yes to me. And the back cover testimonial that he wrote was such a glowing endorsement for the book. And it was just a really, while you're in that publishing process, you know that you have something, or you feel like you have something great, and you really hope that the world sees it that way. But when you get that first immediate feedback, it was really such a wonderful thing. And then to have that testimonial on the back of the book is really so special. And then in the beginning process, you know, as I was doing test groups and talking to different kids and teachers and reading the story, the immediate feedback was just so great. And now that the book is out there as of June 4th, I've been going into schools and I've been doing book signings, and I'm just so excited and honored and humbled by the fact that people are loving this story. It's already received a 5-star rating from Reader's Favorite, which is a fantastic reviewer internationally. And the response that I've gotten back from not only friends and family, but strangers and people that I've never met on the internet and across the world, really, has been so, like I said, humbling. And I'm just so proud that this story is affecting people in a positive way and making them not only understand the points that I was trying to get across, but just making them smile. Because really, at the end of the day, you just want to make people happy and make them smile.
Now, do you write only books for children, or you have other interests too?
Well, this is actually my debut children's book. So I'm actually a professional actor here in the United States. I'm a professional actor in New York City on Broadway. So I've done the entire Broadway production of South Pacific here in New York. I did the entire production of Fiddler on the Roof here in New York. I was on the Broadway national tour of My Fair Lady. I've also done 6 world premiere plays and musicals, which are, you know, being a part of new work and developing new work. I am the season 2 winner of Broadway Idol here in New York. And I'm also the host of Broadway Under the Stars here in New York. So I've been a part of the acting community and the theater community for a very long time. I'm also a voiceover artist. So this is really a new venture. I've always been writing, and it's always something that has been a part of who I am. But like I said earlier, this is the first time I felt like I really had something I wanted to say, and something that I thought would make a fantastic story. And it got picked up, and I'm just so excited that it's making its way around the world.
Would you like to write more books for children or otherwise?
I would, yeah. So I actually see this Manoli the Greek Mouse story as a series. So I've actually written already three following books. So there's a second book, a third book, and a fourth book that I already have written, and it's you know, in my head, and it's already on paper. They're not published yet, but that's the goal. And all of them are, in my mind, standalone stories, kind of along the lines of, I don't know if you're familiar with the Berenstain Bears, the way that it was a story where you constantly followed a family and you followed their adventures, but each book can kind of stand on its own. But for anybody who had read previous ones, they were introduced to some of the same characters, and I think that's what this story will do as well. And all of them, like this first one, are written in rhyming verse. So they're written in English and they're written in rhyming verse. So they all have that same voice. And I think because I had such a strong background doing, you know, music and theater and being a part of incredible productions written by Rodgers and Hammerstein and Stephen Sondheim over the years and all these amazing, incredible writers, that sense of rhyme and that kind of language is really what spoke to me. And even, you know, obviously writers like Molière and Shakespeare. And so when I sat down, like I had said earlier with the place and having it be Greek, that just spilled out of me. It's almost like the same thing happened with writing and rhyming verse. It just came out naturally. And I felt like that was really the voice that I wanted to bring forward.
Well, we will be here to watch the fruits of your labor, your writing labor. You talked about your writing, your acting. Can I ask you to tell us a bit more about yourself? Where were you born? How was your upbringing, your schooling, etc.?
Well, I was actually born in New Jersey, so North New Jersey, in a town called Wyckoff. I grew up there for, you know, pretty much my whole life. And then I had gone through all of elementary school and high school here. I went to a high school called Delbarton, which is Delbarton is maybe a few towns over. And then when I was looking for a college to go to, I went to a college in Pennsylvania called Muhlenberg College, which really drew my attention because it is a school that had a really strong theater program and it had a really strong business program. And I was a double major in school, so I kind of went both routes. But I never had any other. My 100% desire was to go to New York and to be an actor. So right after college, I moved to New York City, and I feel very fortunate that I kind of hit the ground running, and I was hired for jobs pretty quickly. But, you know, as I'm sure you've heard, it's a very difficult business, but I feel so fortunate that I've found my way into the theater and acting community in New York City. And it really is such a wonderful community of people. And the work that I feel like I've done over the years and the kinds of projects that I've had the opportunity to be a part of are, I just feel very fortunate for those experiences. So, yeah, so I, you know, and as we were speaking about before, I very much grew up immersed in the Greek culture. So, you know, from being a part of Sunday school from a very young age and then working my way all through the different Greek organizations that we have here in the United States to now being in Hepen, you know, I feel like I will never stop being a part of that community because to me, the Greek community means support and it means community. And nowadays, I think people are constantly searching for a sense of place and a sense of community. And one thing I feel like I never had to search for was that because of growing up in the Greek culture and growing up as a part of the Greek community. So it's in a lot of ways, because of that fantastic upbringing that my parents afforded me, I feel like this book, in a way, not only does it have, I feel, a beautiful message, but it's my love letter back to the Greek community to say, hey, I think this is a really great way to say, I appreciate the person that you've made me become from being a part of your community.
By the way, have you ever visited Australia?
I have not visited Australia, but it's something I absolutely want to do. And I have some family there, so I'm really excited to sort of make my way over there at some point. It's not the shortest trip, so I have to really plan it out. But I'm very excited to plan something at some point and get over there, because I've just heard such incredible things, and from everything I know about Australia, it's a place I would love to see.
Now, you mentioned earlier that your father is from Limnos. Originates.
Yep.
Your mother from Laconia, a village in Laconia, in southern Laconia. Have you traveled to Greece? Do you go to Greece?
I have, yes. I've been to Greece a number of times, and I've been to both of their villages. I've been to both of the places where my family came from. And, you know, I don't have to tell any of your listeners about the Greek landscape. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world. So, you know, obviously, it wasn't very hard for me to, when I was sitting down to write this book, to imagine the beautiful villages that I had the opportunity to visit over the years and sort of bring it to life in my own way with Manolia the Greek Mouse. But yes, I did. And not only did I love seeing where my family's from, but I also was obsessed with the food and being a part of the culture and seeing the beauty of the islands as I made my way around. But yes, it's a place I love, and I would love to go back.
Well, George, hopefully we will see you at some point to Australia. For now, many thanks for this interview. We wish you a good journey for the book, and all the best with your acting career and everything you do.
Thank you so much. You can learn more about the book at manolithegreekmouse.com. And on Instagram, there's an Instagram handle at manolithegreekmouse that you can follow, and I'm always updating information there. The book is available here in the United States, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I believe that you're able to get Amazon deliveries over there, so it'll be available through Amazon. And also, anybody who's interested in learning more about me, I have a website, georgesomas.com, and spelled P-S-O-M-A-S. So georgesomas.com.
Again, we thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate speaking with you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.